Wakey coasties. When the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast 107.7 Triple M.
Hello, this is Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Monday, the 22nd of November.
Sure is. We just said goodbye today.
Mm-hmm.
Someone special to our show.
Kiara.
Our producer.
She's had enough of us. Yeah. She's gone ski.
We tried to pay her to stay and she said, nah,
nah,
I'm out of here.
No, there's not enough money in the world. Yeah. We also caught up with Laurie McKenna. Speaking of the Mariners, they had a good win over Newcastle, round one of the A-League.
And also Triple M's own Justin, who does afternoons here at Triple M Central Coast, talks about the Central Coast sleepout.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
What have you got for us?
Australian pets are set to be spoiled this Christmas. Mm-hmm. How much do you reckon nationally? Let's say per pet.
Right.
Okay, let's say one in three people who have a pet are going to spend money on that pet. Because not everyone spends money on pets.
I do.
How much does the average person spend on a pet?
In Australia.
This year, yeah.
Well.
Average.
We have antlers for the dogs. We have their Christmas jackets.
Okay.
That'd be 20 each. Christmas toys.
Are you serious?
But for a present.
You bought them jackets.
Oh, that's what's last year.
Oh, well, no. What are you spending this
year? This year?
Mate,
all right.
It's not about what you've spent. All right.
I would just say $40.
$40 per dog?
Yeah. How much higher or lower?
Higher.
Okay. All right. 45.
Higher.
Oh, jeez. 50.
Higher.
Oh, jeez. 55.
Higher.
Oh, geez. 57.
No, higher.
60.
Yes.
Oh, well, why didn't you just say that? So we're spending $60.
$60 on a pet just for Christmas. It's ridiculous. $360 million over across the country.
They are your kids, Robert.
Mate.
They are your kids.
They don't understand what a gift is at Christmas.
Yes, they
don't
do.
Talk.
Yeah, mate, they don't have to talk. How clever are dogs?
Why don't you just get the same toy that you had gave it last year, find it out in the backyard and wrap it up and go, here's a squeaky toy.
Bear can tell the difference between his rubber chicken and then he's got this plastic bone and then he also has this other fiber bone.
How much do you reckon there's one couple spent, they got a bed for their dog?
Oh, 120.
Higher.
300.
Higher.
500.
Higher.
Oh, no. 700.
$600.
Oh, bull. For a bed for their dog.
For a bed for their dog.
Well, do you want
to get out of it?
Do you want to keep the game show music going?
Please
do.
Because
it takes Elon Musk less than how many minutes to earn the average Australian salary? Right.
As in what?
Now,
yearly salary.
The average Australian earns $90,329 annually. How many minutes does Elon Musk take to earn that?
90,000. That sounds like a lot for the average.
Yeah, that's what it says. But have a guess how long?
How many minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, see, now that you've said minutes, I'm going to say it's less than an hour.
Yeah, of course it is. Okay. Okay.
I don't know. 20 minutes.
Lower.
No.
Yeah.
15.
Lower.
10.
Lower.
5.
Lower.
No way.
Yes.
What, 2 minutes?
Oh, higher.
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
It
takes Elon Musk less than 3 minutes to earn the average Australian salary. It's pretty sick, isn't it?
You can't even boil an egg that quick.
Yeah, the richest person in the world. Now, as we said, the average Australian earns, they reckon, $90,329 annually, and Elon Musk earns it in 2 minutes and 53 seconds. Makes you feel bad, doesn't it?
God.
Oh, geez. And there's a real-time, if you want, Musk wealth calculator. Just shows how much the billionaire earns each second and how that stacks up with other wealthy individuals.
3 minutes.
Yeah. And the calculator.
So also, every time he stops at a traffic light, he smashes the average Australian income.
Yep. Every time. And there's a calculator also allows you to input a number to find out how long it takes Musk to earn that amount. Like you can go.
Musk.
Look, on the weekend, of course, it was the start of the A-League. The Mariners took on Newcastle in the F3 derby.
Oh, they're 2-0 down. It's a diving header, and it is a goal on debut from Farrell. Mariners in dreamland at the moment, and their young homegrown guns are delivering.
It's So 2-1, the final score in Newcastle. The Mariners starting their A-League men's season on a high.
That was thanks to Fox Sports. But this man was there, the former mayor of the Central Coast. Or
speaking of homegrown guns.
Gosford, yes. And, of course, he was once the Mariners coach. He went to the match on the weekend, Laurie McKenna. G'day, Loz.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, Laurie.
Not too bad, sir. How was it in Newcastle?
Nah, it was really good. The Team Scozzy swimming team took a minibus up and a few cars with 18 people to watch the game. And we had a great day. It was a great afternoon apart from the rain, the torrential rain. But the game itself, first half was quite cagey. You know, the Mariners played against a very, very strong wind in the rain. Came out in the second half playing with the wind. Was going, the field popped up front. Great goal, knocked it past Jack Duncan. And then I just heard the replay of Farrell. What a goal, what a header. You know, he rose like a salmon at the back post and he headed the ball. It went in as though it was a shot. But at 2-0, the Mariners were well on top. The Mariners fans, which they were a great support up there making all the noise. And the last 15 minutes, Jets got a goal back. And then the pressure was on. So there were all sorts of bodies flying all over the place. It was like the old-fashioned Jets-Mariners derby where the passion was there, the players were getting involved. Matt Birigetti got booted a couple of times and reacted strongly. But a great afternoon for the Central Coast supporters.
Oh, good stuff. And young Jacob Farrell, who kicked that goal, he was 19 last Friday.
And he played really well. He's got that kind of surfy look. He's got the long hair. A lot of the people in the grandstand say, no, who's the young boy? And he's one of these boys that Monty's brung through into the first team. But his header, you know, it was a corner. The ball came in. And when you see the replay, he's got them. A lot of players nowadays let the ball hit their head. He never. He headed the ball and it bulleted it into the roof of the net. And it was great to see the celebrations. Young boy on his debut, getting what was to be the winning goal. That's what stories are made of, you know, when young guys come in, they live the dream and they play with the local team and then they get the goal that has got them 3 points.
Yeah, and he's come through the system, so to speak, Central Coast system, through the academy.
Yeah, and Monty was the coach over the last two or three seasons for them. Like, I spoke to Monty after the game, I phoned him, and he phoned back and he was buzzing and he was talking about the young boys, you know. So, it was just great. It was great for the area. Like, I know it's a dull, dreich morning, which we'd say in Scotland here, but people's buzzing about the game. You know, the Mariners colours round about Terrigo this morning down at the beach. But no, it was great. And the noise the fans made was great as well. It was a great, good spectacle, a good derby game. And when you look at possession, the Jets had most of the possession, slightly more shots. But I think Monty's game plan was to sit back a little bit and catch them in the break in the first half because of the strong wind. But the second half, they played it straight to their advantage and fantastic start to the season.
All right, Loz. Well, listen, thanks for joining us this morning.
Nah, no problem at all, Paddy. Easy.
All right, Laurie McKenna.
Good one. Thanks, Laurie.
Former Mariners coach and former mayor of Gosford. Thanks for joining us. But it is your last day today, Miss Kay. You told us, how long ago? About a couple of months ago, you said you're going back home to Melbourne, huh?
Yeah, heading back home to Melbourne to be with my partner and my family.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It sort of COVID did that, didn't it?
Yeah, well, I've been here for about 3 years now as well.
Don't blame COVID, pal. I'm looking at the reason she's leaving.
COVID has made things a lot harder, to be completely honest. Yeah. So I decided to head home.
Over the last couple of years, we have asked you, Miss Kay, out of Rob and I, who do you like more? If you had to spend a year on a deserted island, who would you spend it with, Rob and I? Or
I think the way you feel about Paddy could be considered like Florence Nightingale at a friendship level, just having to look after this man.
If you had to fly around the world in a two-seater Cessna, you've never, ever given a definitive answer. Well, today I'm going to help you out. I've got our names written on a piece of paper.
I'm not doing that.
You've just got to choose one of the pieces of paper, Miss
Kay. I'm not doing that.
Miss Kay, come on. Come on and just see what it says. Okay. And the answer is, is the best out of Rob and I?
Yeah, and I'm opening them both at the same time.
Okay. Oh, this is no fun.
So the answer.
I see Rob.
The answer is both of you. in my opinion.
All right, okay.
Weak.
All right, I thought we'd get it. I did write Patty on both of those answers, by the way.
Yeah, I know, and I just chose to ignore it.
You are.
Rob, look.
Is he serious? Honestly.
So both of you.
There's no limit to the depths of your
depravity.
Oh.
Well, Miss Kay, we really are going to miss you for everything you've done for us in particular. You're an absolute Trojan with the work that you do around here, behind the scenes. And we couldn't do
what we do. Unlike you, Trojan horse.
We couldn't do it without you. We really thank you. Hey, Rob, we really do.
We do. We do. Been... We have had a wonderful time. You somehow managed to put up with an endless array of different things that we go on with sometimes.
Yeah.
And you've always got a smile on your face. You're always very professional. And you make this show the partially polished operation that it sometimes looks like.
No, it's been a pleasure to work with both of you over the past couple of years. I've really enjoyed it. It's been heaps of fun. And even the wider Triple M team, everyone's awesome. Everyone has each other's backs. And it's a great team to work with.
Yeah. A few people wanted to send their regards today to you, Miss Kay.
Hi, Kiara. It's Mum here. I just want to tell you how proud I am of you with what you've achieved over the last 3 years at Triple M. You're coming away with some wonderful memories that you can cherish for the rest of your life. Thank you to the Triple M team. We can't wait to have you home with your family again. We love you so much, Kiara. We're so excited to have you home.
Hi, Kiara. Dad here. Just wanted to say that we're really proud of what you've done and your time with Triple M and being in Gosford and away from us, and we're looking forward to having you back in Melbourne with us.
Hey Kiara, it's Ben. Just wanted to say how amazingly proud I am of you for all the hard work you've put in over the last few years. I know it wasn't easy moving away from family and friends, particularly over the last 12 months, which have been a real challenge, but you've done awesome work and I'm so proud of you. I love you.
Yay, that's your man, Benny.
Oh, well, we feel absolutely blessed to have had so much of your time, Kiara.
Thank you. And knowing you two, you guys had a bit of help putting that one together. I feel that I should also probably thank, I'm presuming, Speedy, our boss, for helping coordinate that. So thank you to everyone at Triple M.
And no problems, Miss Kay. And we know that you are going away tomorrow. You're leaving?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Well, there's a way you can help. Like Kiara out.
It's like a little traveller's companion.
It's like a GoFundMe page, but have a listen.
After 3 long years at Triple M Central Coast, Miss Kay, producer for Paddy and Rob Palmer, is saying goodbye. To commemorate such an achievement, Barge Bum Records, in association with everyone who's had the misfortune of working with Paddy and Rob, presents Miss Kay, the farewell album. Hear Kiara, that's her actual name, belt out this number when naive and young, thinking it was her job of a lifetime to produce for Paddy and Rob.
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody
on this tribute album. It doesn't take long for Miss Kay to realise how difficult it is to work with Paddy and Rob. Sitting in the producer's chair, hear Kiara sing. Miss Kay, the farewell album, will reveal what she really thinks of Rob Palmer.
You're so
to keep things balanced, Miss Kay, on her farewell album, sings about Paddy Gerard.
Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me.
And finally, on Miss Kay, the farewell album, after 1,095 days working with Rob Palmer and 730 days working with Paddy, it's all over. And is Miss Kay happy?
This is gonna be the best day of my life.
Miss Kay, the farewell album. Available now at any airport gate with flights to Melbourne.
My life. All the best, Miss Kay.
Thank you, guys. And thanks to the big band, the Triple M Big Band with Ethan for putting that one together.
No problems. Did you know, Rob, that people with phobias, there are rare phobias that people have.
And that's rare ones. Looking,
rare ones.
I mean, they're just stock standard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Like you.
Bloody arachnids.
And you know what? Ever since.
Don't even like to think about it.
Because you had your neck operation, I've been really, really kind to you.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, and I haven't tried to.
In an obvious way?
Well, I haven't tried to scare you because I don't want to bloody upset the surgery that you had.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
No worries. Like, you know how you tipped champagne on me on Friday deliberately, and I couldn't do it back to you because.
Listen, it came out of the bottle as everyone said, happy birthday. And I didn't know what to, I didn't want to get it on the floor, so I used you as a sponge.
Yeah, and I didn't. And I've been really, really looking out for you because I don't want to stuff your neck up.
I appreciate that.
There's fear of riding in a vehicle, which is a maxophobia, and people do. Fear of being in a vehicle, whether you're a passenger or a driver.
Just won't get in it. What about, you'd probably get on a bike, wouldn't you?
Don't know. People with this, a maxophobia, people cannot travel in vehicles at all and can only travel on foot. That's what we want to know. Do you suffer or do you someone... you know, suffer from a really... I do suffer a bit from flying. How's yours with flying?
I love flying.
Oh, I love flying, but every time I go there, I kind of...
You're like white-knuckled on the...
A little bit. I just go, oh, geez.
Sometimes you just say you're scared so they'll give you a drink before you take off.
There's...
Whatever you do, I'm scared of flying. Get me a drink before we go anywhere.
There's fear of peanut butter.
Is there?
Stuck to the top of your mouth. You know when you get that big clump.
When you say fear, like it's not that this is an actual phobia, just a discomfort.
No,
I don't like it.
It's a fear of having peanut butter stuck to the top of your mouth. The fear is not usually directed at peanut butter as a food item, but more so the fear of its sticky texture
on the top of your mouth.
And there's a big name. It's arachibithrophobia or something like that.
My mum, and I hope you're not listening, Mum, because she hates talking about it, but she's scared to death of chickens.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Fair dinkum.
Don't know what it is.
There's fear of clocks, C-L-O-C-K-S. It's an abnormal fear. It's chronomenthorophobia. Exactly. That's correct pronunciation. Chronomenthorophobia.
Okay. So that's fear of clocks.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got Kylie from Wyoming. G'day, Kylie.
G'day, Kylie.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah. Now, what do you got? There's fears. There's some really strange fears of kissing. Taphobia is fear of being buried alive.
Yeah.
I would hate that.
But fear of being buried alive, you just walk around scared all the time.
Yeah. Or drowning. My partner's actually got a really funny one, which in these times is a concern. He has triadensophobia or something like that, which is a fear of needles.
Oh, I get that when I go to the dentist. I hate...
No, this is serious. Like walking in to have his COVID jab, he broke out cold sweat. He was white as a ghost.
Oh, so So what
happens?
He
didn't feel the needle at all. But then afterwards, can't remember walking from where he had the needle to the waiting room at Gosford Hospital, and then all of a sudden, bang, out on the floor.
Just gone.
Gone. Hmm. Yep. So
I am dead set scared of the dentist drill. You'll sit in the chair, I can't handle it. I was so distraught because they didn't have gas. So normally I'll have the gas. To half make you tolerable, but just to get the teeth clean. And once you hear that drill, my tongue was going around so crazy in my mouth, he cut my tongue with the drill. He said, hold still, I can't talk. Anyway, and then they ask you a question when they've got a drill going in your side of your mouth.
You talk like a guy that's 3 pints in.
Are you okay there, sir?
All right, Carly, thank you for that.
Thanks, boys.
Good on you. Have a good one. Troy, g'day, mate. G'day, Troyzy. How are you, mate?
Morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, mate. What's your fear?
Jumping out of planes. I actually got up in the aeroplane to jump out, and the door opened, and that was it. I went the opposite way.
Well, that's kind of understandable.
I mean, just totally freaked. I just totally passed out on the guy.
Yeah, that
and
would
I'm strapped
be.
To him. I tanned him. So I'm strapped to another guy, and I just totally went white.
Did he?
Just like
did
a Saturday
he go,
night.
Or did he listen to you and stop?
No. I just said, we're not going. And that was it. I come back and I got a few photos and that was the end of me jumping out of airplanes. Five-hour expedition.
and very costly.
Yeah.
What if that happened a lot where people get up there and just couldn't do it?
I've jumped out by myself.
Just yeah, jumped out. I don't out. Know. Paddy, you know, I was the only one on the plane that went back.
I couldn't do it.
Well, yeah, so what do you mean? People did, jumped.
But you would have had to have, Rob, you would have had to have some
sort
of training.
I did an 8-hour course on how to accelerated free fall, it's called.
And how far did you jump?
10,000 feet.
What was yours?
Yeah, I think it was about 10,000 or so. It was pretty high.
And you just couldn't do it, Troisi?
Yeah, I just flipped, you know. I was prepared to go and do it. I was excited, you know, pumped, and it was the day, and, you know, everything was exciting. The weather was good. And
did you know you were going to have a problem? Did you know you were going to have a problem before you got up there, or did it just occur to you when you got to the door?
I was freaking a little bit. You know, I was a bit nervous, but then I thought, no, I'm doing this, you know, getting over these fears. Because I'd actually done bridge climb the same week, and I got over that, and I thought, wow, here we go. Let's get this plane out of the way now.
Were you crying like a baby up top?
Did I what?
Were you like crying like a baby, just going, no, don't do it?
No, I just passed out cold.
Friday night was a big night. They had the Coast Shelter sleep out. One who took part in that was our very own Justin, who does afternoons here at Triple M. G'day, mate.
Hello. Look, how good is this? Hey, banging in with you guys.
Oh, I don't know.
Do I get paid more now?
Careful what you wish for.
Yes, be very careful, mate. How was it, mate?
Mate, it was, can I say, it was just an experience you can't really prepare for, I don't think. And it's not, let's put it this way, it's not experiencing homelessness. Yeah. It's more a show of support. But, you know, when we slept in the Central Coast Stadium, we were protected. We had security there. Everything was fine. But it was a very, very sobering experience, I felt like. And everyone was kind of... It was interesting seeing like how, you know, everyone was energetic of a night time and getting into it and, you know, great speeches and learning more and more about Coast Shelter and speaking to people. The next morning, it was just so quiet and somber and people just sort of getting up in their own way and just moving on and doing their things. And you could really see that it was just a real change of mindset for a lot of people. I know me personally, definitely. Yeah.
And the weather hit it a bit. Like, it wasn't like you were all sitting around camped in your little tents or sleeping bags singing Kumbaya all night.
No. I did it that way. I didn't want to take a swag or anything to protect me from that because, you know, let's face it, most people don't have, you know, that luxury. So I took a camp stretcher, a sleeping bag and a pillow. But after Friday, I was tired, so I did get a good sleep.
Yeah. Homelessness on the Central Coast and throughout Australia, it is reaching epidemic proportions. Yeah. It is really bad. And with the rental crisis as well here on the coast and other areas, it's just really bad.
Well, you know, we know ourselves when we're looking for rentals and we've got jobs, it's not that easy. So could you imagine these people that don't have a history and don't have a history of employment? And this is where Coast Shelter's really good. I mean, they've started their CS coffee van and things like that to give people employment and practical experience so they can actually have something, you know, young people can have something on their resume.
Yeah. And quite often, through no fault of your own, you find yourself without a home. And it's absolutely nothing you can do about it, whether or not the place you were living in gets sold under your feet and you have to move. And then you're up against it with a bunch of other people wanting to move into certain places. And let's say you're a family with three kids.
And also and people...
You just don't get accepted on that application.
And fleeing domestic violence as well, where they don't have a lot of trust of people as well. So, and they do have, they've got great setups, you know, homes specifically for women. They've got for men, and they, you know, all these things, which, you know, they're taking these things into considerations, but they are battling.
Well, it takes some sort of bravery to stand up and say, I'm not accepting the living situation I'm in. I'm moving out of this and walking away from something that is damaging, but also somehow secure.
Yeah.
And this is what Coast Shelter does. It provides support services for people, as you spoke, Justin, about fleeing domestic and family violence and also homelessness. Now, if you want to donate, you can give because the target was about 100.
Yeah.
What did they get to?
They got just below 89, so 88 and a half, somewhere around that mark, I think. So
still a little bit more. If you can help out, coastsheltersleepout.com.au. Just go to their website and it gives you a button to donate.
Yeah.
And I see the team at Erin Affair.
You can pick me if you want. If you want to donate.
Yeah.
Hey, right. Can I just say one last thing on this board. Too? You know, we talk about domestic violence. Domestic violence affects men as well. And this is another thing that sort of came up, which you've got to understand. It's not just women who experience domestic violence. Men do, you know. So, and this is one great thing that Coast Shelter are doing, is saying, you know, if you are, whether you're male or female or whatever, put your hand up.
Yeah.
You know, and
say this is happening.
You know, this is happening.
And try. Indeed. And get in contact with the team at Central Coast Shelter. And I know the guys at Erin Affair, they had a team there. They've raised, I just had a look on the tally board there, about $16,927, which is a huge amount. So well done. And to everyone who took, how many were took?
About
took
90 part, people, I think, they were expecting to sleep out. And, you know, so it was a good turnout.
Good stuff, mate.
And
well
it
done,
takes
buddy.
An amazing show of strength to ask for help. It's not weak, it's strength.
Yeah. Mate, thanks for coming in.
Thank
we'll
you.
Listen to you
and
from
thank
midday.
You, boys, for your donations. I know I had to shame you both into it, but I do appreciate it.
By the way, did Mickey D give you anything?
No.
Absolutely. We'll speak to him about that.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers, download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.